An Australian live export shipment has been prevented from unloading its sheep cargo in the Middle East. As of today, 22,000 sheep remain on board the live export ship, the MV Ocean Drover. They've now been at sea a fortnight longer than expected, and still there's no plan to offload them. Animal welfare groups say this is another instance of failed regulation and shows why the trade should be shut down. Will Ockenden reports.
In early August, a shipment of 75,000 Australian sheep set off from Western Australia, headed to the Middle East. They are on board the MV Ocean Drover, owned by livestock exporting company Wellard Rural Exports. A fortnight later, 53,000 sheep were unloaded in Qatar and Oman as planned. The final 22,000 sheep were due for delivery in Bahrain, but there have been problems. The shipment was rejected because the sheep had scabby mouth, which is caused by a virus which can infect humans. The sheep remain on board without a destination.
At any time, the doors to a market can close, and in this case, 22,000 sheep are left stranded on a ship in the Persian Gulf, and it's 40-plus degrees.
Heather Neal is the chief executive of the RSPCA, which has long campaigned against live exports.
These sheep have gone from Australia in winter to the terrible heat of the Middle East. We're unsure about the conditions on board ship, although I think DAF has tried to assure us that they're okay. And they don't yet have a destination. It comes back to this as the inherent risks of the live export trade. Markets open, markets close. The animals are the ones who suffer.
The company responsible for the MV Ocean Drover shipment, Wellard Rural Exports, declined to be interviewed. But it points out that sheep from the same shipment were successfully unloaded in Qatar and Oman before the vessel arrived in Bahrain.
We still shouldn't forget that they left a month ago now. You know, they should have a port of destination. It shows that even though the Australian government has tried to put in place arrangements so that ships can always be offloaded to protect the welfare of those animals in the first instance, so that they're not sitting on a ship, those MOUs in this case haven't come into play.
The memorandums of understanding have been signed between the Australian government and Bahrain. It appears they haven't been followed, as they prescribe sheep to be offloaded within a day if there's a quarantine dispute. But industry sources say commercial discussions are preferable to governments demanding that MOUs be invoked. It's also understood because the ship is two-thirds empty, there's plenty of room, feed, water and ventilation. But the RSPCA isn't convinced.
We would like to be seeing is the Australian government putting all of that time and effort and resources into actually securing a meat-only trade for the Middle East. That way, these inherent risks disappear completely.
Sheep stuck on a ship in the Middle East is a highly sensitive issue, both commercially and politically. In 2003, a live export controversy, now known as the Cormo Express, caused a political storm, a federal government review, and changes to live export standards. In that incident, Australian sheep were rejected by Saudi Arabia, with scabby mouth infection given as the reason. 57,000 sheep left Australia, and 80 days later, when the sheep were finally accepted by African nation Eritrea, nearly 10% of the sheep on board had died. Saudi Arabia and Bahrain have different scabby mouth protocols. There is a health protocol for Saudi Arabia, but not for Bahrain. The Department of Agriculture in Australia declined to be interviewed.
Will Ockenden reporting.